This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, says it is reviewing a ceasefire plan in Gaza put forth by Israel following a visit to Israel by an Egyptian delegation where officials described a new vision for a prolonged end to hostilities. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
Another night of protests in Tel Aviv as hundreds call for new elections and the ouster of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Protesters say Netanyahu's government isn't doing enough to bring home the hostages, despite him recently having said Israel will increase both political and military pressure on Hamas. Hamas's military wing released a video over the weekend that appears to show hostages Keith Siegel and Omri Meron sending messages to their families as the Jewish holiday Passover draws to a close at the end of April. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Protests are roiling college campuses across the U.S. as administrators with graduation ceremonies next month face demands schools cut financial ties to Israel against the backdrop of the Israel-Gaza war. About 275 people were arrested on Saturday at campuses in states including Indiana, Arizona, and Missouri. Those have pushed the number of arrests nationwide to nearly 900 since New York police removed a pro-Palestinian protest encampment at Columbia University and arrested more than 100 demonstrators on April 18th. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday issued a fresh plea to the international community to hurry up and deliver more air defenses, start formal talks for his country to enter the European Union, and invite Ukraine to join NATO. This is VOA News. Russian drones set a Black Sea hotel ablaze as Ukraine's army chief warns about frontline pressure. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In the city of Mykolaiv, the drones also damaged energy infrastructure and seriously damaged the hotel, sparking a fire that was later extinguished. Russian media claimed the targets were a shipyard where naval drones are assembled, as well as a hotel housing people who they called English-speaking mercenaries. Russia claims the mercenaries in question have fought for Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukraine's army chief warned of a worsening situation as his forces wait for much-needed arms from a huge U.S. aid package to reach the front lines. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thailand's foreign minister has resigned, the government said on Sunday, after being removed from the post of deputy prime minister in a cabinet reshuffle at a time when the Southeast Asian country seeks to help resolve a conflict in Myanmar. His unexpected resignation leaves the foreign ministry rudderless as he headed the team on Myanmar affairs and last month launched a humanitarian initiative that seeks to pave the way for talks between warring camps after 3 years of instability and violence triggered by a coup. U.S. President Joe Biden is using insults wrapped in humor against rival Donald Trump during recent events. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After years of Trump calling him Sleepy Joe, the president noted at the White House Correspondents Association dinner, Trump appeared to doze off in court.
Sleepy Don. I kind of like that. I may use that again.
He says age is an issue in this campaign.
I'm a grown man. Running against a six-year-old.
Trump, of course, lobs his own insults. His campaign says the insults will intensify as the president tries to give his successor a taste of his own medicine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thousands of people rallied on Sunday in Georgia's capital, demanding the government revoke a controversial foreign influence bill, which the EU has warned would undermine Tbilisi's European aspirations. The Black Sea Caucasus nation has been gripped by mass anti-government protests since mid-April, when the ruling party reintroduced plans to pass a law that critics say resembles Russian legislation used to silence dissent. The party has been forced to drop a similar measure a year ago, following a massive wave of street protests that saw police use tear gas and water cannons against demonstrators. Find more online at voanews.com. Or you can get all the latest news and information from the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.